All I paid attention to at that point was people's reaction when I told them I lived at 2116 Holly. And they, why do you live there? My aunt lives there. I'm staying with my aunt. So I knew, they knew it wasn't what was considered a good, quote, neighborhood. The other thing I paid attention to is when I went out with my aunt, because since I had a car and my two cousins didn't, I took her places, like I did my mom when I went home, grocery store, drugstore, wherever. So I take her, and then we're downtown shopping. And I realized that she was being treated different than others. And in a small town, they don't do that because there wasn't the numbers. But in Kansas City, there was a line. She was the last one waited on, if they deemed to wait on her. Sometimes she was very quiet. She didn't say anything, but she needed something for her family. So she would stand there until they deigned to wait on her. And I'm saying, what's with this? And so that planted a seed way back then. And so when I turned 30, I had one child. I was married by then, and I had one child. And I decided 30 was old, and I needed to do whatever I needed to do now. And so I enrolled in college, regular college. I went to Penn Valley for 5 years and UMKC for 5 years part-time. Took a year off to have the second kid, so it took me 11 years to get my degree, which I finally got in 1981. And in 1981, I jumped at both feet into the Hispanic community because I wanted to help people see that people are alike over the strata of population. You find the same people, good, bad people, in any level of strata of the population. And so I wanted to end the stereotype of Mexican. I don't look Mexican. People don't take me as Mexican. So they would treat me different than my Indian cousins. And then, of course, they see the name. And that's a subtle discrimination thing. You go through the list and you see the name and you just keep going over the Hispanic-sounding name.